WCKKUTT 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Command the microphone, I can handle the condo. With a bear and a snake and a panda among those who can withstand the most power of game and make it possible for me to drop you direct brain. Imagine the born wishing the born strong. Finally realizing who the you are when I penetrate. As the standard baby, what to be the greatest instant of all time. When I create a rhyme for the simple fact. When I attack the precious tide, I'm intended to ride. Every time on night, I'm faced with the stars beyond. It's fun for me to put down my guard. I'm faced with a mirage breaking the gas. Put a 6-8 all day. In an hour, my paper soon to count the body.
So mandatory, my elevation, my lyrics like orientation. So you could be more familiar with the faces. We must be facing up the better than communication. Known the damage and highly flammable like gas stations. Sorry, I left that waiting. No more procrastination, give up the fate. And thinking I'm busting and making me. Panic. Don't take your life for granted. Put the sand in the dirt. You swear to planet. My lyrics motivate the planet. It's similar to information, but dug out. Forgive me, Janet. Who's in control? I'm activating your soul. You know the way the game's getting told. Yo, 2 years ago, a friend of mine told me, Alice, a crystal blows your mind. Bear witness to the dopest. Find my glow. Taking off my coat. Clearing my throat.
I got my mind made up. Come on. Get into it. Get on it. Let it ride. Get with it. Tonight's the night. I got my mind made up. Come on. Get into it. Let it ride. Tonight's the night.
Well, I come through with 2 packs of the bomb prophylaxis for protection. Put the sack on collapse. Cause nowadays, debating the x-rays, sending your to an early grave. I wonder if my terrifying attack hits the torch of random seas shows my heart as cold as the country. Electrifying like thunder, I'm just too right. Rough the wall with that poisonous touch. I'm an MC with lyrics, that's the Bombay. You got this death before instant death like Bombay. My rhymes, I leave a mark on your mind as the deadly vibes spread to your head like sandpaw. There's no escape, now I ain't blasting. Use my mental to assassinate assassins for those asking to pull the last raw maniacal rhythm. Master enhances the chances of the killer. Why is that? The smiling face is deceived. You best believe, cool seas, I'm the deadliest disease. My thoughts rip your throat and make it hard to breathe. Your whole camp's under siege, and I'm Jason Voorhees. In the heat of the night is when I defeat and ignite mics. My verbal snipe, your vocal have on sight. I'm out the cut, uncut, involved with the floor. Fall, saw my rhymes hit, split the bricks on the wall. Should already have an idea about the superior sphere. The greater rhyme creator on both sides of the equator. I rock from here to there to Philly and back to LA on the spot where I rock and bust like strap. As your views get overshadowed when you come in contact. Beware, set and prepare to end the verbal combat.
You losers, why you fake jacks? I make maneuver. The messed up met for cow from Staten now. We'll be back after this message. Don't touch the dash. Rarely do you see an MC out for justice. Got my gunpowder and my musket. Fly out. Melons get swellings. I paint mental pictures like Magellan. Half of my clans repeat felons. Best protect they joints for 9 nickels. Man, I stay on point like obstacles. Now who wanna test the cow? Detect the cow. All up in your man, heck banger boogie. Catch me on tour without dusty. Method man hold too tight, you can't pull me. Better take one and pass, or that's the ass. Your vital statistics are low when falling fast. Johnny Blaze out to get loot like Johnny Cash. Play your game of Russian roulette and have a blast.
Hey yo, lyrical guests spitting the criminal tactics. Non-believers get my genitals too backwards. Let's face it, there's no replacement. Taste this, mad underground basement. Don't lace with avalanche on your whole camp when I'm listening. Dr. Who spot the
bitch, don't get it twisted. I got connects like Federal Express to get the fresh packet to bless the dog can vex. Got the clear spot from the rear block to bust till every teardrop. Men, I fear not. Hold your nose and blow out till your ears pop. Bitch, your crew suit you this. They just that you claim that your ears lock. Whip this underground. Cannabis, I'm dangerous like John the Bomb analyst. Flipping seeds like peas. My degrees cheese consecutively like EPMD LPs. Flip off a shot and hit your fan by mistake. So I erase the whole front row at the wake. I plant my escape in case J-Wall snake busted. I'm the one pushing the hearse in the first place. Confidence for you shaky. Smoke pump for Rockefeller for the day he got smoke. Choke off this antidote. Got you old hit books by my lyrical Billy D45 coat. And I'm at the level. Twist, bliss, this.
Woo! All right. Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM on our new slot every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning I'm joined by my partners in light, Pharaoh and Queen Gina the Great. Say hello, guys. Say what's up.
Blessed melanated rising.
Wow.
Blessed melanated rising.
Oh, where's Gina the Great? Where's Gina the Great this morning?
Yeah.
She's on Gina.
Mute. I don't know. You know,
we don't know where Gina is.
Of course.
No, because Gina's on mute.
Yeah,
Gina's on mute.
Okay, guys. No, all right.
No.
So let's do this again.
Good morning.
Don't mind it. It's her first time using Zoom. Give her a chance.
No.
It's the first time.
Okay, so I'm with my partner.
I was respecting the music.
Hello, how are you guys?
Yo, blessed melanated rising. There. That's how you set up the show.
Top of the morning. Top of the morning.
But before we do anything else and wake y'all up, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our queens and kings who are listening. Pharaoh, the floor is yours.
I am so grateful for this opportunity. I'm grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and to the ancestors for being present with us this morning. And I said today's radio show, let it be very entertaining. Let it be very empowering. Let it be very uplifting. And importantly, let it be fun for all our listeners this morning. Hotep, amen, Ashe.
Ashe, happy Thursday. How's the week been for you, lovely people? What's going on in your lives?
So after last week when we talked about Eric Jerome Dickey, I went on his website because I was just like, you know, let me see what he came out with. And remember how last week I said I probably don't have like his latest one or two books?
Right.
Well, apparently my man's been writing because like I'm down like 10 books. I'm far behind. Right. And not only that, but he also put out another book from one of my favorite series that he's doing. So I'm about to get on that. I'm about to purchase a couple more of his books. I'm just deciding, am I going to do like an ebook or paperback?
Okay.
I love paperback.
I like ebooks.
But like ebooks is immediate, but paperback is just sit on the couch, flip the pages.
Right.
I don't know.
I like ebooks. I don't know. I like ebooks. Okay, what else is going on?
You're digital?
Yeah,
I'm more of a hardback kind of person. I don't know. I find it's hard to stay focused and engage when I'm reading on any digital platform.
On the digital, eh? Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe me.
I don't know. I read a couple of ebooks. It wasn't the same. I'll admit it wasn't the same. And I think I do prefer the paperback as well.
Speaking of books, Gina, did you read mine yet?
No, I haven't. Why are you putting men's on blast like that, though?
No, that's how you have to do it. That's how you have to do it.
Wow. Not only that, when she sent it to me, though, but what, I'm going to let the people know because you tried to put me on blast. When she sent it to me, I said, Trish, I have to finish this one book that I'm on, and then I'm on it.
You didn't say that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
We're 14 days into the 21.
Oh, because
I love you.
Wow. All I have to do is read. That's all I can do. All I have to do is read all day.
Yo, man's and we're calling man's out. Shots fired. Okay. Oh my God.
I didn't send you the book yet, but I know you're busy, so you get a pass. Yes. I'm not saying you're not busy, G, but I'm just saying.
Sister, I'm going to tell you right now. Busy. You're going to have to give the brother the audio book. So if you could record that into my WhatsApp, let me just, I will take that whole book in. And I will, Let's do that. Okay. Okay. No. Oh, so, right. Okay, guys, I'm trying a thing. Okay, guys, you guys know me always trying a thing. While I'm talking, can you guys hear background music? Yeah, I'm trying to figure this out, how we can get some ambiance while we have our things going on. Yeah. Are you guys hearing this?
Yeah, we can hear it.
Turn it down a little.
Okay, yep. Good. You guys know how you like to be, okay.
How you like to have it above everyone talking? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay, exactly.
We know that.
Okay.
We know that.
So all right. So okay, I guess we'll segue into me.
Wait, I wasn't done though. Wow. So I have to do a little bit of a mea culpa. And I gotta take accountability, right?
What's that? Mea culpa?
Mea culpa is like it's taking accountability. It's saying that I was wrong in something in Latin.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. You see, that's what I like to empower. I just learned some stuff. Can you say it one more time?
Mea culpa.
Mea culpa?
A culpa.
A culpa. Okay, if you just write that and we'll just post that on the page for other people want to learn that word in Latin. Thanks. Okay, sorry, continue.
You're welcome. My pleasure. That's what I'm here for. So a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about relationships and biracial relationships and how we felt when we saw specifically a Black man and a white woman. And I mean, Trish and I both agreed, like, for me, it doesn't faze me, none. However, I did have to realize when I actually saw it, because when we were sitting there having that conversation, it's not like it was in my face. And so I couldn't give you like active feedback from it. But after having a conversation over the holidays, I was having dinner with my mom, her boyfriend, and his son, so my stepbrother. And we were having the conversation about interracial relationships. And we asked him, like, did you ever feel like you would only date white girls and or wouldn't date black girls or what have you? And he was just like, yeah, once upon a time, like he didn't see himself ever dating a Black girl. And I was gobsmacked. Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize that was the, and he was raised in St. Leonard, like St. Leonard. So you were raised around Black people and everything. It wasn't even like a regional thing. Yes, we're in Montreal and whatever, but there is definitely something going on that's planted in a lot of our Black boys' minds and stuff. Wow. But all that to say, mm-hmm. I was in the grocery store and I seen a Black dude and a white girl, a couple in the frozen section. And I went through the gambit of thought process and emotions, if you will, when I saw them, because I was just like, for a quick second, I was like, ah, another one. And I was like, ah, I don't care. Because at the end of the day, that's not my relationship. I don't covet other people's things, because you never know what they're in. But in that moment, I was just like, and that conversation I had with my stepbrother too came to mind and all these things. Look, I was in Rosemont, you know, I was at the Provigo in Rosemont, Angus. So like then it was just like, yeah, the area that I'm in is not like this is a super Black area too. And like it was just a passing thought. But I felt them watching me. Like I felt the acknowledgement of them seeing like, oh, there's another Black person that sees us together. And like he watched and she watched hard and I completely ignored. But you know how you could see people at the corner of your eye. And it was like, yo, keep living your life. Like I'm not even.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not watching that, but like,
you know, with no disrespect, like y'all don't gotta be staring at me. Like it's cool, do your thing. I really don't care. You know what I mean? I really don't.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to get the Oreos right now, pun intended. But I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to get these Oreos. Y'all don't gotta be in every aisle. You know what I'm saying? So
No, but as you guys are saying that. What do you think it feels like when it's me and my wife? Like the vibe that we get, like we don't mind, right? That you're in a biracial relationship. Like you don't like, but it's just a weird vibe we get like from, like they see us and we're like, hey, yeah, we're melanated excellence over here. This is just what it is. It's just, you know, I'm a king. This is my queen. This is how we get down. But then we run into these couples that are, you know, biracial. And it's just, I feel bad for them because you should just be proud of what you're in and don't feel like you're being judged. Ain't nobody judged.
Yeah, you don't need
to.
You don't need no kind of recognition.
Yeah, it felt like they were watching me mind. Like, oh my gosh, she's seen us. Yeah, no. So that was something I went through. Exactly, like if you like it, I love it type of thing. But
straight up,
that was,
if you like it, I love it.
100%. But that was, that's what happened to me on my one outing of the week, because, you know, there's nothing else to do.
I'm gonna still get my cookies, my soft macadamia nuts.
Okay,
so can I don't know, guys, can I talk about my week? Because I seemed like you guys, I don't know. Are these new segments? Is this a Gina segment that I didn't
realize?
I just didn't know. Okay, thank you.
Because you come at me with the music, you come at me with the everything, and now you want to rush me off of these things.
Right, exactly. The P in your name
like,
is starting
like it's an award ceremony. She has all kinds of things to say. And
I had two things to say.
I want
to
thank this. And okay,
yo, let me run the music on this side
and speak your piece. How was your week?
Okay, well, all right. You guys obviously hear I'm just disgruntled. Okay, I'm having a disgruntled kind of week. I don't like curfew. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. All right, guys. For those who know me, I have a colorful past, and I've had it. There was a time in my life where I was under house arrest, and I did have a curfew. And I'm a great. I find like I contribute to society. I find I'm doing my part, and I feel like I should not have to feel like I'm being penalized. So I'm about to spill the tea on something that I think is going on, so the community could know. Keep an eye out when all you're out on the road. If you guys are trying to be out after 8 o'clock, watch out for bikes. I swear I saw police officers on bicycles. So basically. Because I figured that's the, you know, it's a little more covert, like it's under, you know, like it's seeing cop cars driving around all over the place. Mind you, in certain places, I heard that that is what's happening, where they have police officers driving up and down like we're in a police state. That's basically what's happening.
Yeah.
But I guess in more suburb locations, they're more low key and they're on bicycles. So just people have to be careful. But I don't know, man. I understand. We're looking to, we need, like, you know, to take every precaution to try to combat this virus, air quotes. But the only thing is, I just feel like there wasn't enough presentation of the studies that showed that keeping me confined in my house after 8 o'clock lowered the numbers. I just didn't feel like I was educated enough to not feel like I'm a child being put in my room and like just stay there with no explanation. It's like, wait, just stay in the room. Like, wait, why? Hold on. I didn't even, what's happening? Yeah. What's
but
happening?
Why? Exactly.
Why? Like, can I don't mind. Like, I feel like, okay, you're going, you have a reasoning behind this, but can I understand? Because this is just not making any sense. Like, mm-hmm. The same way, I still don't understand how, like, stores, groceries, different things could be open where they're packed and crowded, but in certain like community stores that barely get people coming in anyways, because let's be honest, like it's not like they have traffic loads of people coming in, why they need to be closed to make sure that the numbers stay down, right? Yeah. All these things is just, I'm just not getting it, but you know what I mean? I'm gonna say like this has me kind of but on the flip side, I am excited on another note because we've been working really hard on this research project. Like we're doing our research proposition to do like a study on the state of the Black community across Canada. And I have to say this has been a plus because I've had an opportunity to reconnect with a lot of the people I have within my network across Canada I haven't spoken to in a long time. So from all the way up in Nunavut to Vancouver, basically, like I've been able to connect with people within the network. I had an awesome conversation with a sister that we've done some work with in Africville or Nova Scotia, but she works at the Africville Museum, you know, and like it's just exceptional, those kind of things going on out there. So anyway, so that was kind of like to my balance out. So on one side, I'm upset about the being confined and having to run home from my family, houses and from work and from engagements to not get in trouble, to not be in past curfew. I am very happy about this opportunity to connect with our people.
That's good. Okay. Well, you sound happy about it. Africville is a big deal. I learned about that in elementary school, so I know a lot about Africville. That's good. She works at the museum, you said.
Yeah, she's the executive director.
Beautiful. That is dope. That is dope. My week's been cool. I mean, I can't do anything else but read and write. So that's what I've been doing. I'm on my second book of the year. That is the, now I'm reading Shonda Rhimes' The Year of Yes. So that's been good. I cannot say the name of the first book I read. I'll just put it in the chat because I don't want us to get blocked off of the air. If you guys want to know, you could kindly ask me. But I'll just say the last word is prayers. And the first word is something to talk about the woman's womb area.
Oh, yeah.
But it's beautiful. It's so beautiful, and it's like a self-help book, and it brings women back to their power in that womb area, and you know, it just lets you know about the power that we do have and that our traumas that we have to deal with, and there's a lot, you know. So it's awesome, it's amazing. So that's where I'm at. It's a good week, but not much to do, you know what I'm saying? So let's get into the headlines, you guys.
But can I ask that is it possible that you plug the name of the book on our page?
I certainly can plug the name of the book. I could even share it with a few members if they really want to read it, if they're really serious about it, because it's important for women to talk about that kind of stuff. And it's not like, it's the word that's offensive to some, so that's why I won't say it. You know what I'm saying? However, but if it's not even about that, if you like really read it and dig into it, and there's like worksheets and stuff like that to complete. So definitely I'll plug it on our page. I'll actually send it to you guys and let you know what it's called. But yeah, that was my week. You know, it's all about enlightenment.
I feel like we have a double sound here. Okay. Before we dive in, maybe let's take a quick little musical break. Because I want to play this track by Toby Nwembwe.
Oh, yay. Okay. What track is that? What track are we getting into?
This is... What is the name of this track? Thunder Fire, featuring Nell and Mamu Fresh. This is our boy Toby Nwembwe. People enjoy. Okay, wait, hold on. Because now we like to get the it's not even live radio, but we're pretending it is.
Fixated on riches, they don't get it twisted. I could get vicious about the pain. Look, though I am not fixated on riches, please don't get it twisted. I could get vicious about the pain. Take even a tidbit or niblet out of my skillet, and I'll provide you a ticket to visit your creator. My little mini-me's can't eat a flavor. My sweat and toil ain't for the love of labor. I live by the principle, love your neighbor, but I keep some lead to draw that puts cylinder holes and tapers. I pray that evil don't rise against me. I pray you demons don't try to tempt me. It ain't no comparing. I'm every ball I spit pure as the seraphim screaming, hold it to represent me. This ain't for the coochie poppers or booty droppers who make play bum bum drum like unruly choppers. Tis for the mademoiselles with their heater full of shells that'll let them hoes prevail and raise hell to bring heaven on earth. Some blessings are cursed with haters. I had Levion's burst while running through holes. My data had to break my will to change a young heathen's trajectory. What's left of me is pistols and principles both protecting me. Secondly, my girl like but pray heavily. Knocked her up on a cruise, worship Penelope. Three females at my crib carried my legacy, so it's 3Ks on my compound like white supremacy. Ooh, yeah, this high key a word. If your skin tone is black, then you high key deserve conversation. Yeah, widely dispersed across your turf onto every seat you birth if you've been hurt. Just say, ooh, yeah, this high key a word. If my skin tone is black, then I high key deserve conversation. Yeah, widely dispersed across my turf onto every seat I've heard.
It's Chanel on the beats in the bar, so clean as bar so black as charcoal, tar roads and cigar smoke with every bar spoke from my lips. Hope your eyelids allow your iris to see the flow is one with Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham, daddy. Come get your cake up, but don't take up all the space in the valley. Beautiful mountaintops as well. It's countless attacks from hell on those mounted on the back of the counselor who counted heads on your high fade, low fade, no fade. Box braids, crochets, can't really think of more ways to be assured. They'll avoid you in public, but secretly adore you. Cause your aura couture, no matter who ignore you. Or who pay attention? Listen, you can get your pension. You was born to glisten till the day you land. Stick and pine. I know all skinfolk ain't my kinfolk, but the ones who are and ain't got no heart. Wish I could dig inside and give you mine. Cause it's hard as hell for those out here that's melanated. That's why my brother clapped for me like I just graduated. Do your research, don't just get your baby vaccinated. These demons want you acclimated and evacuated. Ooh, but if you understand, you shouldn't do no stressing. I believe in God, my squad, and my Smith and Wesson. If you try to touch my husband's son or my brethren, you'll have an arm over your head like you just asked a question.
Ooh, yeah, that's high key. The word, if your skin tone is black, then you high key deserve conversation. Yeah, widely dispersed across your turf onto every seed you birth if you concur, can say move. Yeah, just high key a word, since my skin tone is black, then I high key deserve conversation. Yeah, widely dispersed across my turf onto every seed I've heard.
Morning, sunshine. Welcome to reality. I tried to wake you, but you were sleeping so peacefully in your fantasy, quite casually. I got 7 uncolonized names to explain my galaxy. I'm a galaxy, but for short, you can call me your majesty. Some of y'all new blacks act so surprised. The 2020 took all them cataracts off your eyes. Now you got perfect vision. See clearly through the disguise. No need for pantomimes or alibis. The revolution is televised. This the year of the experiment. Popping off, we burn it. You gon' pay everything. You owe a little volunteer because I earned it. Perm tips with the new growth. Breaking out of that loose hole with the truth glow. Sounding like new money, I got the juice hole. So you gon' have to pick sides or divide up into tribes. Not by skin, but by your mind. Is you Satan or divine? What's your ideology? Either change your behavior or save your apology. I spit it like I got to get it, I'm gone. I rip it like Rami right off of the bone. Pull up on your mama and grandma alone. Let you know what type of F that I'm on. I ain't blown, five in the moon. Lost in a rabbit hole, can't come home. None of the everything you was ever taught, everything you thought real was wrong.
Just high key a word. If your skin tone is black, then you high key deserve compensation. Yeah, why do you disperse across your turf onto every seat you birth if you go to content?
Okay, okay, Toby and Dem, that was a good track. I love him. You guys like him? You guys all up to date with all his music?
Yeah, I am a Toby, a huge Toby fan, I have to say. I have to completely admit, like, I just find he's coming with the consciousness that we need right now. The only other artist I know right now that's dropping Hot Fire like that, obviously, is MCD Solo. So I'm going to, I have to say, there's a track I'm going to play later on the show, guys, that Solo wrote, like, honestly, like 10 years ago, I think. And he wrote it about today. And in the song, he references, like, he even says in the song, he's like, I'm talking about the future. He says it. And then he talks about having to wear your mask. Like, and he wrote it 10 years ago. Anyways, guys, I'll play it later on the show. You guys just. Bananas things happening. That's the energy.
That's good. I think you did say something about that on a previous show. So yeah, definitely play that because it's mm-hmm. definitely needed. Definitely needed. All right, so we're starting with the headlines right now, and we are starting with tickets issued after 8 p.m. in the province of Quebec. Wow. So there's a few people that have been ticketed, and it's just like, but why are you even ticketed? Mm-hmm. The first one I'll go on with is the Montreal family received curfew tickets. They should have been given exceptions because they were actually coming back from New Brunswick.
I know proof.
And they had proof.
Wow.
However, they were still issued tickets. I'm just going to read the first paragraph, and it says, a Montreal family that was on their way back from New Brunswick says they were unfairly given over $3,000. In tickets on the first night of Quebec's COVID-19 curfew, which would have been Saturday that just passed. So do you guys think the police are just, you know, wearing their, you know, extra strict hats because they can
thing that's crazy, imagine for a second that, like, we had police officers that did things that weren't above board. Imagine we had these kind of police officers here. Like, wow. Imagine what would happen if we have police officers. Like, worse yet, imagine we had a government that didn't acknowledge systemic racism. And imagine we had officers that did a bunch of corrupt things. Oh, my goodness.
Imagine.
But thank God that's not the case. So was that $3,000 for a family?
$3,000 in tickets back? On the first night of Quebec's COVID-19 curfew. It's actually $3,100 is not peanuts, she said, when you have three children. And Pharaoh, as a father, I'm sure you can overstand exactly what this woman is saying, you know. And Gina, us too, as aunties that have nieces, I'm taking care of my nieces, we speak, you know. It's expensive, this stuff. Like,
listen,
children or not, it's freaking expensive. Hello.
They don't care, though. They don't care about our
lives. No, she needs to contest that. That's outrageous.
No, but yo, they're giving tickets. They're giving tickets to any and everybody. And, like, I cringe at the thought of them just exercising, like, more authority on minorities. Like, and then finding reasons to ticket people for all. Because, like, people have to go to work. People have all kind of different exemptions. And they're still getting tickets. So, and it's like, and then who has to go waste their time to go contest these tickets? You know, who's giving them this money to go waste their time to go contest these tickets? Exactly. God forbid they forget and they have to now, like, pay this or it's messing up their credit or whatever be the case.
Gina, you were going to say something?
Well, they did say, when Legault was talking, they asked him, like, what's going to happen for those essential workers who work past 8? Like, are they going to need an employer's letter? And he didn't have an answer. He's like, well, we don't know. They're going to have to try to figure out. So you implemented these things, these rules, without any due process. So, like, this case of this woman coming back from Nova Scotia trying to adhere to the rules because she's going back home with her kids, you're going to give her a ticket. If my mom's a nurse, she works evening shifts.
Right.
She leaves, she's going to have to get stopped every time?
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense. Gina. Are we gonna need bumper stickers saying I am an essential worker?
She's supposed to get stopped every time. Like, that's what that's the logic. Like, so I find what's weird is that when we try to make sense out of nonsense. Like, what I would like is as a people is just that we acknowledge that our government doesn't necessarily know that much more than we do. Okay, so now we're going to really have to start either asking some serious questions, like demanding some real accountability, or we're going to have to start exercising different rights. Because, like, I just find, like, this whole thing that we should just be blindly following these rules that don't make any sense, I'm having a real hard time with that. Like, it's like, we're sending children back to school, but we're closing. I don't know, guys. I'm gonna die.
Yeah, that's a whole show we can actually talk about. That's another whole show. We're sending children back to school, and he actually said that's a calculated risk he's willing to take. His words verbatim.
But I have to be inside of my house at 8 o'clock because what? Where does that show that?
Because COVID is juving outside now.
At them hours.
That is why that at these hours, COVID is juvenile. But let's get to the next lady who was actually, she wasn't ticketed. However, she was heading to work around 4 a.m. Tuesday when she was stopped near her home by Montreal police and asked to prove that she had the right to be on the road during curfew. She did provide them with a letter. She gave them ID, and then he asked what was in her bag. She said, well, why do you want to know what's in my bag? I just proved everything to you. And he literally forced her. He said, listen, I can give you a ticket if you don't tell me what's in your bag. It turns out the lady just had salmon lunch. She just had lunch in her bag, and he wanted to search her bag, gave her a hard time. It was, like, longer than it needed to be. She was late for work on top of that.
Yep.
And she was allowed to be outside.
Yeah.
And you guys are in this.
Get ready, guys. This is just the beginning.
Okay, it's military state.
That's where we are. That's what we fell into. You guys didn't realize. And it's happening. And I'll tell you what has me really concerned, guys. It's because it's not just, like, the people looking at the government or the powers that be and questioning it, because they fragmented us as people. So now you have people against people who have all kind of differences of opinion. Some people are, like, basically they're really prone to the news and prone to what they're being told. So they're like, yes, like, you know, whatever, like, whatever the government says is what it says, and that's what it is. And then you have those who are just like, well, can we question it? Can we maybe think outside the box and just ask a little more questions? And that's creating a rift. So you have a rift between the people, and then you have the government coming and enforcing all kind of crazy stuff on our heads while we're still trying to grasp what is actually happening to us. So, guys, we've fallen into a police state.
And we've fallen into and it's really ridiculous. There's one more on the docket of this garbage, and we're done. Employees who finished a late night shift at Marché Good Food Online Meal in St. Laurent, they got tickets also for breaking curfew. They all also had a letter from their employer. They were waiting at the bus stop, and the police pulled up on them and said, well, you know, you guys are out past curfew. They show the letters. Wasn't valid. Everyone got a $1,500 ticket.
I'm going to ask, and I'm actually going to, literally, as we're doing this, I'm writing this down so that I remember to do it.
Let's try to get one of them.
I want to go beyond that. I want to actually start putting it out there, and I want to do a little race-based study. I want to know the nationalities of these people getting tickets, because I know it's like, because one of the people we had discussed was not a Black person. But it's
the
just
woman
that when you
by her lunch search, she was not a melanated person, and neither was the family from coming from New Brunswick. They were also okay. Not melanated.
So those are not melanated. But it's just because when you said Ville Saint Laurent, like our office is out there, and I'm thinking, like automatically I start picturing like ethnic people going to work. Now, like I don't, you know, want to be stereotypical, but you know, I'm in Ville Saint Laurent a lot, and I do see.
Right. Like, I just want to add like a funny part to this. It says Montreal police said they cannot comment on specific cases, but that officers always use discretion and make the necessary checks before handing out tickets. Adding that as always, people have to justify being out during curfew, but when they do, you guys are still issuing tickets.
Wow.
So here's my question,
to add
though.
That funny tidbit to it.
But I have a question, because if we're if everyone's supposed to be shutting, if we're contesting these tickets, how can we contest tickets when everything's shut down, though?
Thank you. Thank you, Gina.
How are you going
to
do that?
So fans have to swallow the tickets then.
It's almost like they have to pay for the ticket regardless, because they can't defend themselves unless they have a way to show that I had a letter at this time. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even know if they'll give them the option to do that, because it just seems so unfair. Period. I have a letter too that says I'm allowed to be out after 8 o'clock because I'm my mother's caregiver. I might get a ticket just because they feel like giving me one.
That's it. And then period. That's it. It's like, it's annoying. Well, I know there are ways to contest tickets online nowadays. So I'm just, my whole thing is, it's our time is also like, I just find it's a nuisance. It's like, you know, with like stop and frisk nonsense, like where they're stopping you and they're wasting your time. Like, it's like, yo, dude.
Yeah, but when you contest, I mean, I've contested a parking ticket or two in my past. Yeah. You submit your reasoning behind it, and then they give you a court date for you to show up and then argue the contest. So, right. I mean, now what? Are they just going to take your word for it? Are they going to tell you virtually, we decide this stands, or okay, this is possibly valid? Like, I'm interested in knowing how that process is going
to
be.
That's it. Well, possibly they'll probably not even give you the chance to even contest. And if they do give you the chance, you probably won't get it, because a lot of small businesses own CERB money and now they're trying to collect it. So these are probably little tactics that they're diving into.
Oh my God, you just spit the tea
back their
all over the place.
I'm telling you,
it's a money grab. Oh, God. Everybody, hold your pocket.
So many, they're so nasty. It's disgusting.
Ugh. Anyways, guys. Well, in comical news, can we call it comical news? Because
oh,
that
all
White
of
House
this is comical. This is the comedy hour of the show. Let's keep it going. In comedy news, you go, Farrell.
Yeah. Well, shoot. White House storming. It was clearly an inside job. I guess it's like, all kind of. Police officers, retired police officers, government officials, like people's uncles, aunts, brethren, you know what I mean? Cousins coming to. It's like, guys, we know you guys.
Wait, did you guys hear about the one who stormed it? You know, the one who was wearing the horn, a hat or whatever, and painted face with the beaver on himself or whatever that fur was?
Yes, yes.
So his mom... So, because he's in jail now, right? So his mom was caught talking to reporters saying that, you know, he has an organic diet and, you know, he physically gets sick if he doesn't eat organic food.
Stop, Gina,
so
stop.
She's in for him. No. No, she said he's starving himself. He can't eat while in prison because he has an organic diet. And so it's Gina, important for him to get his organic food.
Yeah, that's what I said. Stop with the noise, Trish.
Yeah. I'm stopping Gina for another reason. I want to know where's the GoFundMe so I can help this guy. I think they didn't create a GoFundMe.
Yep.
He's not already at $500,000.
No, I
mean that's probably why they're holding back the stimulus checks to help Chris guy. Who knows? Who knows?
I love this. Sorry. Okay.
I have to add one more thing.
Never mind.
After you're done, say your thing. I'm gonna add another portion to our comedy section. Go ahead.
No, And to that point, let's not forget the disenfranchised people who don't even have grocery stores within walking distance of them in their neighborhoods, who have to buy, and we have that here like they have it in the States, but like, you know, you're buying food that's next to being expired in a couple of hours, let alone days. But this man, he needs organic food. Right. That is a priority. Exactly.
He definitely needs his food, and I'm sure GoFundMe is definitely starting for him, because you know those patriots.
Trump called them his special supporters, so he needs support him, shouldn't he? He probably did already. You know,
I'm going to jump on just another comedy, you know, portion of this, and then we can go on to the next thing. So I don't know if you guys heard about the story about the woman who attacked the 14-year-old for her iPhone that was actually found in an Uber right after.
Yes.
Well, here's the funny part. Well, not so funny, but she got released. Aren't you guys surprised? I'm not. She said that she can't be racist.
That's not news. She's that's like Puerto Rican
or something. Where I was like, sis, come on.
Yo, she's not racist. Stop it. It could happen to anybody, Trish.
Yeah.
It could happen to anybody. Puerto Rican.
Right. And then she had the nerve to tell Gail enough. She told Gail, put her hand up on saying enough. If I was Gail, I would have jumped through that blasted screen. Yo, my, who are you telling enough?
Anyways, hold her back. Yeah. Hold her. Okay,
I'm great. I'm just saying, we're just sharing comedy news. So I just wanted to add that.
No. Hold on, wait. Because we had missed a point that I wanted to mention in terms of the charges. Like, because like when I'm just trying, I don't know why I'm trying to justify this or trying to make sense out of nonsense, but it's like to look at how it went down at the White House. And to see how everybody got off so easy breezy, like again, how are we supposed to trust the system? How are we supposed to trust these people? Like I'm really concerned, and I feel like more people should be concerned as well. Like
so to that point, Trump had mentioned when there was a protest. I forget where he had embedded the law where you would get a sentence of 10 years in prison. However, the most common charge that the rioters, the inbred terrorists received were unlawful entry into a restricted building, which is a misdemeanor that you can get up to a year of prison. Yeah, a misdemeanor. Wow. Yeah. So they're saying that those that were caught with weapons can get up to 10 years, but Trump's law was if you defaced any government property or what have you, you would be penalized at the maximum of 10 years. So where's that 10 years now, Mr. 1 year unlawful entry?
I just want to say with all that, I'm hearing a lot of coulda, shoulda, wouldas, may, possibly, if,
no.
And.
No, what
I'm
that
not
is.
I'm hearing those certainties, you know.
No, what that is if you black and brown and a person of color, you get 10 years.
Okay.
But because you are our homebred terrorists, and you are you're an American patriot, homegrown terrorist,
right.
We'll give you a slap on the wrist, organic food, and a 1 year.
Oh, sentence. And tell you that we love you and you're special. Don't forget
that you're special. Yes.
Yeah. Say that, guys. So, wow. Yeah. This is what it's about. I'm like, okay. Can we? We'll segue into the next segment.
Let's segue into something positive.
Yeah.
Sorry. Breaking news from yesterday. The House impeaches Trump for a second time.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I saw that. Well, you know.
Yep. Guys. Yeah. So he's gonna be the first.
I would love for everybody to one day, just for one day, turn off all the news, all the media. Don't watch it. Don't follow it. Don't be distracted by it. Don't be caught up by the shenanigans that they're calling CNN. And just for one day, like, just be at peace. Let your mind be at ease. Ignore the because it's ridiculous. Like, they're doing, like, watching this whole thing is like, to me, it's like a movie. And I'm just like, but this is real life. This is what's happening in the States, like this trickling into Canada. There's all kind of debaucheries happening. It's like, I really wish we could unplug for a day, you know, but anyway.
Oh, I do it all the time. I only look up news for this show, you know. Otherwise, I'm unplugged.
All right. We got another beautiful music segment.
All right,
perfect. Oh, wait, you guys know how you get that. I gotta reel that up. I gotta reel it up so I can play the rhythm. You wanna cue this one up?
Yes, this is, are you playing Zodi, right? By Jadena, featuring Mr. Easy.
Hey. Ooh, yeah.
They got the color Zodi. Zodi, all the zodiac now hold. See, they text the stars and crystal ball emoji. We met last year at Afro Punk in Jersey. Yeah, oh, nah. She gon' look on the sky for confirmation. She gon' look on the signs and constellations. But it's right in front of your eyes, in front of your eyes. But it's right in front of your eyes, in front of your eyes. How many signs you go take before it's real for you? How many signs you go take before it's real for you? Is it too real for you? I give my life, I dey kill for you. How many signs you go take for you, Tony?
Tony,
I am Zodi, baby, Zodi.
Baby, you know, say not only you, only you. The way you give me now, April Fool. Tell me what do you want me to do? Do. Turn down the mob, I have everything for you.
Baby, make you look my eyes. Anything I wanna do tonight. No need to look the stars. I want to change your life.
Baby, look me in my eyes. Anything I wanna do tonight. You're looking in the stars. But it's right in front of your eyes, in front of your eyes. How many signs you go take before it's real for you? How many signs you go take before it's real for you? Is it too real for you? I give my life, I dey kill for you. How many signs you go take for you, Zodi?
I never seen to have enough time for forever. I've never seen to have enough time for you.
I've never seen to have enough time for forever. But it's right in front of your eyes, in front of your eyes. How many times?
Yes. So Jadena came out with, he came out with his last album, 85 to Africa. Mid last year, 2019. Sorry, not last year. No, I'm still in 2020. Word, in 2019, right? Because somebody said. Well, this is early. This is last week. They're just like, nah, this is December 37. It's not even January yet.
Sure is December 37th. It sure is. That's what it feels
like. Exactly. Sure. Mm-hmm.
But no, that album is really fire. So I suggest it highly. Mm-hmm. And with that good vibe, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, with that good vibe, I'd like to jump right into this week's affirmation, which also kind of gets into this week's goal as well. Mm. So this week's affirmation is: I am a positive being, and I am aware of my potential.
So
I think we spoke. We may have spoke about our self saboteur sometimes when you kind of talk yourself out of your own greatness and your own capabilities. You have to just hush that voice and just know that you have potential and you are a positive person.
Amen. So let's repeat that affirmation so everybody could really grasp it.
I am a positive being. I am aware of my potential.
I am a positive being. I am aware of my potential.
Yeah. I like that.
I am a positive being, and I am aware of my potential. Thank you.
We also have a fun goal of this week. What is it, G?
Yeah, so this week's goal is to build something creative. So go back to me that you may have had. I mean, I suffer from adulting. And so when you adult, you basically have no time to do much of anything. And so my suggestion is go back to a hobby that you still like to do and paint, sing, build, act, dance, whatever it is, but get your creative juices flowing.
That's what's up.
Did you say that you have a thing that you do called adulting?
Yeah.
Yes, adulting, yes.
That's what I thought I heard. I wasn't sure if it cut out.
Adult. Know.
So just being an adult. Okay, got it. Got it. Okay, sorry. I missed that. I was like, what? Did I just miss? Okay, cool. But I'm with you now. Go true.
Be adults, yeah, that's fine. I think I think we all suffer from that at some point. You know, we lose track of what we're supposed to do. Yeah.
Hold on, sorry.
Absolutely.
We have
I'm sorry guys, I'm having a bit of a connection problem. Everything went a little slow-mo.
Yeah. All right, so you're back with us?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure if it was on your end or if it was on mine. You know what? And I'm looking and I feel actually, so before we segue and go into the next segments and our community updates and we go into the next piece of entertainment, let's take a musical break and let DJ Bobby Payne hit us with the ones and twos for the next couple of minutes.
All right.
Let's hit it. Bobby, the floor is yours.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
If you made a compensation claim for abuse at an Indian residential school, the records of your claim are secure. They will be destroyed in September 2027 unless you choose to keep them or share them. To learn more, call toll-free 1-877-635-2648 or go to myrecordsmychoice.ca.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
Yeah, boy. Welcome back. That was a dope mix. Thank you, Bobby Payne, for just coming with the reel every time. As you guys heard, it is time for the community updates. The OFC community updates, for those who do not know, the OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Network. where we focus on uniting community, supporting the community, and economically empowering the community. Woo! Check us out online, ofccommunity.com. Awesome. So so we got a couple of things going on. Mm-hmm. Now this is, I swear it's the last time I'm going to talk about this. This is old news.
Okay.
But I just find, so I had an opportunity to speak to somebody who knew somebody who knows somebody, okay, who was telling me about the owner of the Uniprix in LaSalle.
Okay, yeah.
And unfortunately, yeah, she's receiving like threats and stuff like that, which I find is a little bit much for
a little extreme.
It's too much.
It's a little bit much. This is just like my PSA. Like, guys, I think we could fall back on this one. I don't think we necessarily need to continue, like, you know, like, I guessing this this lady, because it was an honest mistake. And right now we're moving forward from it. And like right now, our next fight should really be just pushing to reopen some of our stores.
Absolutely. We have bigger fish to fry, everyone who's listening. So let's just fry those fish and move on.
Yeah, and just so you know, if you're going to go around threatening people, and especially if you're threatening them with violence, it doesn't make you any better than the person making the mistake. Absolutely. Like at the end of the day, the mistake, or whether it's deliberate or not, like you've officially put yourself in that same disposition. Like, it's not necessary. Actually, I was talking to a colleague of mine, and she was saying how she's in the U.S. is my American colleague. She knows a Vietnamese restaurant owner who went to the White House because he voted for Trump. He had put on his live that he was there. I mean, he didn't, according to him, he didn't storm the White House, because I actually didn't see any non-white person storm the White House. But when he went back home, he started getting death threats.
Wow.
Because he was there.
Really?
And I'm like, guys, everyone has the right. Like, do I agree with him voting for Trump? Well, it doesn't matter. I'm Canadian, so yeah, I don't have a president. but like, from my American family, do we care that you voted for Trump? That's your right, because he's a business owner, and that's how he got a lot of people fooled in the first place. Who now he admits that he ended up paying more money from voting him in than what he had beforehand. So joke's on all y'all. But all that to say, like, when it comes down to the threats and the death threats for this, don't patronize them. You know what I mean? Don't go give them your money. Don't do that. That's an even bigger threat than to have to actually just try to threaten people with violence and all these things. It's not the route.
So yo, I'm on that note, actually, I would like, this is just off the top of my head, because as you just said, just hold your money back. I would like to put a challenge out to the community, because I would love for us as a community to like almost aggressively look to spend money within our community during these times. Like, amen. The same way we'd go frantic, like, you know, if a new pair of J's drop, or if like some kind of new whatever, like there's new a crazy movie hitting the theaters and we all go line up and you know, whatever be the case, like how we'd line up for the SAQ. Like, I kind of want to put that kind of urgency in the community to like go out of your way to spend money within the community, seek out these businesses, like even the ones who can't open their doors, figure out a way to call them, get in contact with them, email transfer them some loot, let them send you their products by mail, like do what you can. But it's like, you know, like I really want to put that challenge out to the community that, like, by all means, like let's start doing what we can to start empowering our own businesses.
I like that. That makes a lot of sense, and that's something we need to do for sure. But the businesses too, let them know, you know, curbside, we'll send it. You know what I'm saying? Let's do our part as business owners as well to let people know that, listen, you know, we're here for you still. You know what I'm saying? We're still here for you. So
I like
That's another thing too.
You know it. So in Saturday news, so this happened just in Granby. We had a nurse that unfortunately took her life just from the stress of what's happening, like, you know, within the hospitals, with the COVID and all those things. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, we know what's going on all over the world. And it's like, I felt like it was important to talk about this, because one, like on two different levels. One, as people, as professionals, like, how do I put it? Like you got to take time for you. Like, it's like, it brings me back to like the example in the plane that they always give you, like you got to put on your own mask before you could put on somebody else's. And it's like, my heart goes out to, like, you know, like your people on the front line, like, so to speak. It's like a war is going on right now, but it's the, you know, like my heart goes out to you guys. And it's really just, I know it's easier said than done. So I'm not even trying to be insensitive to the fact, but it's like, you know, like you want to take time for you. Like, it's like, you're no good to yourself. You're no good to anybody else if you're not, you know, taking stock of your own condition. And it's like, and it's a shame because I know a lot of times it's not even, it's like they're in a rock and a hard place, because even like there's understaffing going on all over the place, and it's kind of crazy. So, you know, so my heart goes out to basically, you know, like all our people on the front line, you know, all our essential workers who are doing the do. But then on the flip side, I also want to talk to us as a people, as a community. Like, again, like, we do know, like, the virus itself is real. Just like, you know, like, there's tons of different viruses all going all over the planet. I really would like for us as a people to start putting more energy and focus and promotion behind healthy living, health,
amen, man.
eating amen. Well, like, boosting your immune system, like, same things again. That, you know, like things are more like, you know, like, basically they are going to build you long term, regardless to whatever virus comes about. Because it's like, okay, it's COVID, but like, yo, it could just be a simple, you could, like, you don't want to catch a cold in these times, right? You don't want to catch a flu in these times. Like, so be mindful of that. Like, and because just by you taking care of yourself, you're going to put less strain on the system. Exactly. Like, it's not, that's really what it is. So it's like, we have to be more mindful of that. And I say it all the time. And it's like, I sound like a broken record, but when I say, like, you know, you want to focus on your health and turn off the news, it's because, like, we don't realize, like, yes, we want to be informed, but there's a lot of toxic energy that comes through that. And it's a like lot. when you're taking it in, and you're hearing every negative story that could possibly happen all over the world, all over, like, it's like, you can't help it, unfortunately. I'm sorry to say that, but by you taking all this negativity, and you're not doing any good for yourself or for the circumstance. So it's like, yeah, okay, you're informed now, but you're not just being informed. Let's be honest. It's creating emotional responses in you. It's evoking anxiety. It's invoking fear. It's invoking anger at times, right? So it's like, if it's going to do that to you, turn it off. It's not worth it, because it's not going to help the circumstance. Turn it off and eat an orange, right? And just